So this is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery, and I am interviewing Toby, who has had a quite fascinating experience at a clinic in Florida called Hippocrates. So could you tell folks a bit about what this is all about?
Well, Hippocrates is a health institute. They're not a medical facility, although they do some blood work when you show up, and they do follow-up blood work when you leave, but it really isn't. You know, they believe in raw food, and that food really heals the body. And so it's a vegetarian way of eating, but it's raw. You know, sprouts and vegetables and nuts. And juicing. Wheatgrass is a main component, and having a juice of kale, celery, I think it's cucumber, and sunflower sprouts. And there may be a few other things in that you're supposed to have twice a day. And that if you eat this way, that you can cure your body. They've worked successfully with a lot of cancer patients. And I think they've worked with other diseases. I'm not sure what they've done or how successful it is with Parkinson's, but it is an extremely healthy way of eating.
So was this like a hotel that you stayed at?
It is. They have little houses, like little cabins. And so I stayed in one of the houses, and then you go in their meeting rooms and, in a cafeteria where you eat. And they have a sauna. They have, they also believe in, and they think it's very healthy to get rid of the toxins in your body, ultra-red sauna. And they have massages, different kinds, Reiki massage, and the cranial, they do a number of different massages. They do all kinds of things, and they believe in the spiritual, and they believe in exercise. They have fabulous pool system where it's salt water, warm water, and cold, and you go from one to the other to the other. So there are a number of things that they do there. I mean, the food is a large component, but they really believe in the spiritual and the emotional part and the physical part. And it's a health institute. They don't proclaim to be medical people. But they've helped a lot of people with a lot of different ailments.
So how long were you there?
The program is 3 weeks, and I was there for 3 weeks. You can go for 1 week, you can go for 2 weeks, you can go for 3 weeks. I chose to go for the 3 weeks.
So you can't sneak food that you're not supposed to eat there. You really have to stay on their dietary regimen.
You're adult. You can do whatever you want. Nobody watches you. No one watches. All the honor system. But if you're putting yourself in this position and you have something to begin with, there may have been people that have eaten other things. I don't know. I really stayed. I didn't have a car, and I just stayed on the premise. There's no gate at the door. Oh, you're in for 3 weeks, we're not going to let you out.
Yeah. So overall, was this a good experience?
It was fabulous. It was, for me, it was not only the food part, emotional part, because it's been difficult for me dealing with Parkinson's and letting people know, and the shaking. That my biggest symptom is my shaking, the tremors. And it was very hard for me. And it's a very loving, supporting atmosphere. And I learned as much from the guests as well as I did from the staff. And the staff are amazing. The kindest, nicest people I've ever met in my life. And the guests were, I learned as much from them, and they were accepting. There were no judgment. There's no, oh my God, you have that. Oh, how terrible. You know, okay. Well, so what are you doing and how are you doing with it? You know, it was just more matter of fact, and there was no crying and bemoaning, and it was just an upbeat environment with a focus on eating healthy, you know, eating a certain way.
So did you get some relief from your symptoms?
You know, I'm sort of one-track person. You know, I went there thinking, my shaking is going to stop, my tremors are going to stop. And everyone at home said, be careful, you know, don't set yourself up for disappointment. And the tremors didn't stop. But I had gone to my neurologist when I returned, an appointment scheduled, and a lot of my symptoms had lessened. I mean, the physical part, you know, move your fingers, do things, walking, she saw an improvement in everything. So I don't know, you know, I exercise a lot, I do a lot of other things. So I think it was a total package, but it certainly made a difference.
Have you been able to keep up with the dietary regimen?
Yeah, it's so hard. I mean, I work part-time now, but I have my own business. Yes, for the most part, yes, but it is not easy. It is not easy because you're cutting and buying and cutting, and it's not easy. It's very time-consuming, very time-consuming. So I'm trying to do it. There's a big raw food community in Boston. I'm looking to hire a raw food coach to help me maneuver the landscape of all this. And there's equipment. They dehydrate food, so I bought. There's a lot of equipment I needed to buy, which I purchased.
They show you how to do all that at the clinic?
They do. Right, it's an institute, but they do. They do. But a lot is up to you also to figure it out. I mean, they have classes. All day long there are classes, and you choose to attend whatever you want. They go over everything with you. But it's almost so overwhelming, and your food is really, even if you're a healthy eater before you got there, it's still a bit overwhelming the first week. So you're in class, but I'm not sure for everyone. How much, for me anyway, how much you're really comprehending. But they give you a notebook, and they're very open. I mean, when I have questions, I call them, and they will respond to my questions.
This is after your stay.
Yeah, once you're there for 3 weeks, you're considered an alumni, and, you know, you are there. You know, they're there for you.
People will probably be interested in knowing what the cost is. Do you recall what the cost was?
No, they don't like you discussing price. I had a private room and I shared a bathroom, so there are different, you can share rooms. So there are different prices, I think, and the prices are going up. It was not cheap, but it wasn't as expensive as one would think. And they make it cheaper the more time you spend there, because they want you there for 3 weeks. So it's like the difference between 2 and 3 weeks is like $800, which is, you know, very inexpensive. So, but I think if anyone's interested, they probably should just contact them directly.
Well, it sounds like you certainly didn't get bored then.
Oh, my God. No. The people are interesting. Their activities are 24/7. I mean, finally in the evening, I just, you know, you just have to go back to your room. But even at the end of the day, by 8:30, I was back to my room, and there were infrared saunas in the house that I stayed in. And so at the end of the day, I just go in the infrared sauna for a half hour. Yeah, no, there's classes. I mean, people get up at the crack of dawn. They have all kinds of exercise, Tai Chi and Pilates, all kinds of exercise programs.
So it's truly a holistic program.
Oh, it's really a holistic. They cover all the bases. And again, it's up to the individual to decide what works for them.
It sounds like then that you would recommend, if somebody does have 3 weeks and a little bit of money to spend, that this would be something they might want to consider.
That's right. They would. I mean, probably many people with Parkinson's, I'm just looking for an answer. And so whatever I think may help, I'm going to try. You know, the thing is, you have to be committed to following this. So if you're going to come home and have hamburger or come home and eat junk food, I'm not sure that it's worth it. But if you're willing, but if you're learning, if you want to learn a new way of eating, that can help you.
Their diet then does not include meat?
No, it's a vegetarian diet.
And no fish?
Right.
No chicken?
No.
It's all vegetables and right. Fruits.
They're not much into fruits. There's a lot of sugar in fruits, so they're not into fruits either.
No caffeine?
No.
No alcohol?
No. No candy. I mean, nothing. You know, just nuts. And a lot of people who go there lose weight. It is a lot to keep up when you get home. It is not an easy process.
So it sounds like this particular facility is attracting people who want to lose weight and individuals who have cancer and obviously other conditions. It's clearly not a program that's attracting a lot of people who have Parkinson's, but it sounds like some are going.
Well, there are some. I mean, it's not people who want to lose weight, more diabetics. I mean, they're trying to change their image, and that people, you know, the baby boomers are getting older and wanting to be healthier and stay healthy. So they're trying to attract that population who want to learn how to eat healthier and maintain their bodies. But I would say the majority of the people there had some medical issue they were dealing with. And for me now, it's a matter of, you know, what works and what doesn't work. You know, what can I keep up and what can't I keep up? And what else can I add in healthy, add into my diet?
Will you be going back down there?
You know, I would. I would definitely go back down. I definitely would go back down. I mean, first of all, it's a refresher course, so we all need a refresher course, and so I definitely would go back. And there are people that go every year.
How did you find out about this?
I've known about this for a long time. The gentleman who was the director has been to Boston. He travels, Brian Clement, and he travels all over the country speaking at local little groups. And if you go on their website, I think it's HippocratesInstitute.com, it tells where, like last June or May or June, I think, he was in California going up and down the coast and talking at, and he was in L.A. because there are friends there who went to hear him speak. And he goes, he comes to Boston, he travels all over the world, actually, but he goes to a lot of small communities. And that's how a friend of mine knew about this, and she invited me to hear him speak a number of years ago. So I knew this.
Is there anything else you'd want people to know about the Hippocrates experience?
No, it's just that it's a commitment to do. It's a big commitment. And it is a very healthy way of eating. You know, I don't know about the Parkinson's. You know, no one has said to us, you must eat fish, you must eat meat, you must eat eggs. You know, no one, I wish there was someone who has done research on the nutrition other than you're told to eat healthy. Well, what does healthy mean? To some people, healthy is, you know, a piece of fish and a salad. To other people, healthy may be a piece of meat. There's no one to tell you. You know, I don't know that anyone's done research to say that, you know, for Parkinson's people, you really should be eating eggs because it's certain, or you need more protein, or you need something. You know, there really isn't anything there.
Right. And there are also some confounds with protein and issues regarding conflicts with certain medications that are taken. So it's a pretty complicated area.
You're right. So there's no, you know, I'm one. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm there. I've tried a lot of things. It's like uncharted territory for me. I don't know. You tell me, have a fish three times a week. This is great for Parkinson's people. I'm into the fish. You tell me chicken. I know they believe chicken isn't really good for you. There's a book called The China Study that talks about that. But for Parkinson's, it's different than other diseases. What does eating healthy mean? You could talk to 10 people and probably get 10 different answers. Then there's a psychological healthy. There's so many avenues. So I'm willing to look and try, and I guess to some degree you have to figure it out for yourself because there's no science.
The emphasis at this facility clearly was on fresh foods, raw, fresh foods. That was their calling card, and it sounds like they've had good success with their alumni.
Unbelievable success. Unbelievable success. Unbelievable. Well, they don't make any promises because they don't know what people are going to do when they go home, and it's not easy. But, you know, it's not easy, and yet it is easy. You know, you have to just be able to sit down, figure it out, do it, I guess.
And of course, when you are eating food that your body needs and loves, then you are going to feel better. So that's a motivator in itself.
It does. I mean, I can't say that I haven't felt good. I mean, I've had a few flare-ups, talked about in some of my symptoms, but I'm not sure what that was in relation to. I just don't know. And then they're into supplements. They believe that there are certain supplements, depending on whatever your issues are, that they encourage you to do. And wheatgrass is a big thing, and I do the wheatgrass. I have to tell you that. I do wheatgrass twice a day. I use wheatgrass morning and night.
And you buy the wheatgrass at a local health food store?
No, actually, you can buy it. I buy it from a local guy who grows it. And so I pick it up from him once a week. But you can also buy it. A friend of mine has it delivered to their home from California somewhere. I mean, you can buy it in the stores.
And then you juice it.
You have to have a special juicer for wheatgrass. It's not just a normal juicer. The one thing I will share, too, is I've never had high blood pressure, but it's always bordered a little higher. Not enough for medication, but in the last year or two. And when I came back, I went to my primary care physician for general checkup, and he could not believe my blood pressure was 125 over 80. The first time, usually they have to go back and retake it, and I did that, impressed him.
That's a motivator to eat healthy food if it's raw, isn't it?
Right. So the healthier you keep your body. But getting back to the original question, what does it do for your symptoms? I don't know. I'm just starting on this path. I don't know. I wish there was someone else ahead of me who could tell me.
You're one of the pioneers.
I guess.